Hey, this is Letitia. It's more than apparent to me that what I'm about to say is like the pot calling the kettle black. It doesn't escape my notice as a writer that I am on a daily basis the biggest perpetrator of this action. Knowing this, the question still comes to mind. Why are we still talking about skin color? Why are we still tripping about light skin versus dark skin? Why are we still using as an excuse for bad behavior and self-hatred what happened over 200 years ago during slavery? I understand and truly believe that if we do not know our past, we are destined to make the same mistakes. However, if we are constantly looking back, we cannot effectively create a future that is different or any better than the past that we're trying to escape. Holding on to past atrocities does not make us any more stronger than letting go makes us forget. Learn the lesson and move on. If we are still talking about it, writing about it, we continue to get caught up in it. But it sure does make for interesting conversations. Yeah, it does, and that's why I write about it. Any and every time there is a topic about race, everyone has a comment, opinion, something to say. It's a hot topic, always has been. However, let me or anyone else write about, oh, I don't know, maybe a salute to men, and no one, or not nearly as many people, have anything to say. Race isn't the only issue that gets way too much bad press. How many times have you complained about the quality of lyrics on the radio today? It's horrible. Let's see, we've got rock, R&B, rap, and now what I call musical porn. There are alternative artists out there putting out quality, clean music, but it's not as popular and it doesn't sell as much. It's the same with the race issue. There are tons of other things that we can talk about, but it seems that nothing stirs your passion as much as a good fight about color. We are so quick to jump on someone for having an opinion or preference that is contrary to our own. Go back and read some of the comments from last month's race topic. We are supposed to be the more understanding. I don't know why I think this. Some of your comments were hateful. Not only were there attacks on one man's character, some went as far as calling his girlfriend ignorant. Why? Because he told the truth about his preference not to live next door to black people? I don't want to live next door to some black folk, my damn self. And I certainly don't want to live in or near a trailer park. Does that make me a racist? When did we start talking to each other and acting like they act at the other dating sites? Is the truth that we are them? Is the only difference that we express our right to make a different racial choice when it comes to dating? However, we still think like them? So tell me, why is it that we can't move beyond this issue? Why don't we want to? Who's really keeping the race game going? Is it them or us? Oh, I forgot. We're one and the same. This is Letitia. Can't wait to read these comments.